to hang on? Are you willing to hang on? There's a lot of stuff you got to hang on to in this life. Can I get a witness? There's a lot of things you better hang on to. Take your hand off of it and let it go. See what happens to it. It'll be gone. Husbands, take your hand off your marriage and watch what happens. It'll be gone. Daddies, take your hands off your children and watch what happens. They'll be gone. Church member, quit being concerned about coming to the house of God. It won't be long. You'll be gone. If you have a copy of God's Word, Genesis chapter number 32 and verse number 24, we're going to preach for just a few minutes and we're going to go to the house. Amen? Brother John Stillman ain't said nothing back. Told him that said that the other day, and he said, "Yeah, right." I'm just glad to be here. Oh my goodness, man, I'm glad to be here. Whoo, deserved hell and going to heaven. I don't know about you, boy, that just... Are you willing to hold on? Man, there's so many people's let go. They've let go. They don't care. They just let go. They're not willing to hold on. I pray when you leave this place this morning, you can say, "Preacher, I want to get my want to back, and I want to hold on to some things." If you believe that the Word of God is true, I ask you to stand. Genesis 32 and verse number 24, and the Bible says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go, except thou blessest me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.'" Father, this morning as we stand behind the sacred desk, Lord, I ask you to minister to the heart of your people. I pray this morning that you increase and I decrease. Father, this morning I'm in over my head, but I do know this, that you have all things under your power. And I pray this morning that you minister to the hearts of these people. I pray you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let what I say this morning be seasoned with love. And Lord God, that they get something from you this morning. And Father, they just don't get it from me, but they get it straight from you. Father, I love you and I thank you for the ones that are hanging on, Father. Lord, they've not given up. They've not given out. They've not backed down, but they're hanging on, Father. I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray for the one that's ready to give up. Lord, I pray that you'd put a little grit back in them, a little get back up in them, Father. Lord, I pray for the one that's done given up, done walked out, done gave up. Lord, I pray you'd convict them and draw them back to fellowship with you. Father, this morning, my heart's burdened this morning about giving up. And Lord God, I don't want to give up. Father God, I want to get in. Lord, I want to get under the spout where the glory runs out. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated. As we come here this morning to Genesis chapter number 32 and verse number 24, I ask you a question. Are you willing to hang on? As we come here, we see in the text this morning that, oh, Jacob, he had come to a place, and you know about Jacob very well. Oh, Jacob had done come, and he was the second born of Isaac. And as Esau was coming out, oh, Jacob, he grabbed a hold of his brother's leg, and he always wanted something. He always wanted something that he didn't earn and he didn't deserve, and he wanted something else. But this morning, as we look at the text, I want to go a different way, and I want to look at how you can be willing to hang on, how Jacob was willing to hang on when it mattered most. In verse number 24, the Bible says, and if you go to 23, that he had done took his wives and took his kids, and he done let them over. And he said, "I've got to have a blessing from God, and I've got to have what God will do." And he sent everybody on, and he stayed by himself. I'd say to you this morning, there's times in my life and there's going to be times in your life. If God's going to bless you, you're going to have to get all alone with just God. It's going to have to be you and just God. You're going to have to get away from the cares of this world, all the racket of this world, and you're going to have to get to that quiet place, hey, where God can talk to you and God can do business with you. Hey, but I see this morning in verse number 24 how Jacob, he was willing to hang on. He wasn't willing to give up, number one, hey, because Jacob was ready. He had done sent his family. Look there in verse 24, the Bible says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man until the breaking of the day. Hey, friends, as he got here, he was ready to fight. He was ready to hang on, and he stayed there with that angel of God. He stayed there till the daybreak. He didn't give up. He just didn't get down and say, hey, Lord God, will you bless me? And Lord God, will you meet this need? But he stayed there. He stuck with the stuff. He didn't get up. He stayed right where God would have him to be, and he stayed ready. He stayed right in that place in his life, and he stayed there. He did not get out. He stayed there till the daybreak. I would ask you a question this morning. If you're willing to hang on, are you willing to stay to daybreak? Are you willing to stay until, hey, the sun comes up? Are you willing to stay all night with God? Are you willing to stay in that secret place? Are you willing to stay in that place, hey, where God would have you to be? I see that he was ready. He was ready to get right where God would be. I'd say this morning that as your pastor, I want to see God move in this place in a mighty way. And I'm ready for that this morning at whatever cost or whatever it takes. I'm tired of seeing people giving up and getting out and walking out and never coming back. I'm tired of that this morning, ain't you? I'm ready to see men of God and women of God do what God's called them to do. I'm tired of seeing people just Sunday morning. I want to see people that come on Sunday morning. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. Hey, I want to see people that'll hang in. Hey, if they'll come on Sunday morning, they'll come on Sunday night. They'll come back on Wednesday night. They'll hang with that stuff. See people that are ready and sold out. Say, God, I want your blessing on my life. Friends, this morning, Jacob had got here, and he had done all of his life. He had done been a thief, he'd done been a liar, and he hadn't done what God had called him to do. But when he got to this place, he said that I'm ready. I'm ready for what God would have me to do. And this morning, if you're going to be ready, and you say, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to hang on, not only are you going to have to be ready, but you're going to have to be relentless in what God has called you to do. If you're going to be ready to fight that battle with that angel, hey, he was ready. He wanted what God had for him, and nothing would turn him around. Can I get a witness? Have you ever been a place in your life you weren't willing to turn around? You was willing to stay with God no matter what it costed, no matter what it put on you. You was going to stick with God. He says this morning in 24 that he was ready, but look with me if you will in verse number 25. Not only was Jacob ready, hey, but Jacob was relentless. He stayed there. He stayed there with that angel all night long. Look what the Bible says. And when he saw that he prevailed not, what happened? That old angel looked up, Brother Jake, and he realized, oh, Jacob wasn't a quitter. He realized Jacob wasn't going to quit. He realized Jacob wasn't going to get out, but he was going to stay. Hey, this morning, if God realizes this morning that you are relentless in what you want, I want you to know this morning, you stay that he gives you what you need this morning. Amen. This morning, I want to ask you a question. If you gave up today and he was going to bless you tomorrow, what would you do? If you knew that tomorrow he was going to bless you, you'd stay. Friends, I'm telling you this morning that the blessing is coming if you'll just stick with God. If you, whoa, glory, if you just stick with God, the blessing's coming. I'm not talking about wealth. I'm not talking about a wealth gospel. I'm talking about a gospel that Jesus Christ said that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He is wanting to bless you. He is wanting to save your family. Not my will be done, but his will be done. That his kingdom come. Amen. He says this morning that he was relentless. Look in 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. You know what that angel did? He reached in there and he touched something that had never been touched of Jacob. This morning, I want to ask you something. Has God ever touched you where you've never been touched? Whoo, glory. If you've been saved, he has. He's touched something nobody else ever could touch. Can I get a witness this morning? I'm talking about he reached in and he touched something there with Jacob. And the Bible says this. I love this. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Even though pain come, even though the problem come to that hip, you know what Jacob did? He didn't quit. He didn't let go. He didn't let go. When the battle got real, he didn't let go. You know, this morning, the wrestle that you have in your life ain't always against Satan. Sometimes our wrestle's with God because we won't do what God's called us to do. So you know what he does with us? He wrestles with us. He wrestles with us and wars with us, wanting us to do His will. I love this morning. Not only was Jacob ready, but he was relentless. Look in verse 26. And he said, "Let me go." The angel said, "Jacob, let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." He said, "I'm going to stay here till you bless me and give me what I need in my life." There's men and women in this room, I guarantee you, that you need the hand of God on you this morning. Your family needs the hand of God on it this morning. Your businesses, your workplaces, everywhere you go needs the hand of God. And friends, I want you to know His hand is bigger than my hand. His window's a whole lot bigger than my window. And when I don't know what to do, I don't rely on man, I rely on God. When I do know what to do, I still rely on God. Can I get a witness this morning that I'm going to rely on God? I'm going to stay ready. I'm not going to let go. And I'm going to be relentless in what God has called me to do. I say this all the time. The greatest tragedy would be in my life is that my daughter tell my little baby boy over there, "You ought to have seen Daddy when he used to go to church." Greatest fear in my life is letting go of the plow. Listen to me more. Hey, the greatest fear in my life is letting go of the plow. The greatest fear in my life is not standing behind that sacred desk no more. The greatest fear in my life is doing something else instead of following God. And then my daughter said, "Well, you ought to have seen Daddy when he used to." You know what a used to is? It ain't worth nothing. A used to is worth nothing. If you used to be, that's worth nothing. Used to is worth nothing. Yesterday is worth nothing. Today is worth it all. And you're not promised tomorrow. But I want to give you this morning, and I want to share this with you in love. I want to share this with you in any kind of way that you can get it this morning, but I want to share it with you in love. You must hang on and not let go. When it gets rough, it gets tough, no matter what's going on in your life, you hang on and don't let go. You hang on to God. You hang on to Him, and you hang on to Him. You cleave to Him this morning. You get to that rock that's higher than you. You get to that place this morning. You stay there. But let me show you this morning. Not only was Jacob ready, this morning I'll ask you a question. Are you ready? Are you ready to do anything it costs for God to bless you and your family? That may be laying some things down. Folks, this morning I want you to know we must be ready. I want you to know something else. We must be relentless. We must be relentless. We must not let people hurt our feelings. We must not let people get in our way. We must have our eyes on Jesus Christ. We must have our eyes fixed on the Master and what He's called us to do. But thirdly, I want to share you this. Not only was he ready, Jacob was ready. He done come here. Not only was he relentless, but he finally got real. He finally got real. You know what Jacob is when he comes to this place? But Jenny, you know where he's been at this place. He's done come to this place, and he's done lied to his earthly father. He goes in to where Isaac is, and he puts on hair. And he goes into that place where his earthly father is, and he wants that blessing. Jacob's mama's done heard, "Hey, I want you to know when Esau goes and he goes to where the father is, he's going to bless him. He's going to put the blessing on him and he's going to receive this." And she said, "If you'll go and dress up and get to this place, you'll get that blessing." And you know what he did? He lied. He put on hair on his arms and he went into where his father was and he told his father said, is this Esau? And he said, "It is I." And when he got there and he started feeling of him, he said, "Yes." He started feeling of his arms. He said, "Yes, this is my son." And he put that blessing on him. And then we get here to this text here, and he's done been blessed. He's done walking in that of his earthly father, but he does not have the blessing of the heavenly father. This morning, I want you to know, if you've got to lie, steal, or cheat to get what you have got, it ain't worth nothing. If you've had to lie, steal, or cheat to get it, it's not worth it. It's not yours. It's another man's if you stole it. It's not yours. That's what he's trying to tell Jacob here. It's not yours. And when he gets here, he said, "Preacher, how do you know that?" When he gets here, he sees that Jacob has finally gotten to the place where he's ready. And he's relentless, but he said, "I know you're ready, and I know you're relentless, but will you be real? Will you be real?" Up to this point, his daddy still thinks. Up to this point, everybody, he's running under a false pretense. Everybody knows him as one way, but God asks him a direct question. And I'm going to ask you one this morning. It's one thing to be ready. And it's one thing to be relentless. But you got to get real. And look what he asked him here in the text. In verse 27, and the angel said, and he said unto him, and by the way, what a man soweth, he shall also reap. What a man soweth, he's going to reap. So I'm going to hide it. Well, you hide it. But he's the greatest one. He is the one that will find you out. And here's where we ask him this question. I love this. I love this. And he said unto him, what? He ain't blessed him yet. Just because he's ready for a blessing don't mean he's going to get it. How many here is ready for a blessing? Oh my goodness, ain't very many. If you're ready for a blessing, get that hand. Man. Wow. Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for one. The greatest blessing in my life is to see all my family born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Cousins, uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, whoever I got in my family. That's the blessing I'm looking for, that they get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Every single one of them. You can be ready and the blessing still ain't coming. You can be relentless and the blessing still ain't coming. But when he got real, when he got real, look what he said. And he said unto him, what is thy name? The blessing that you're wanting, are you wanting to steal it? Are you still going to be Esau? Or who are you going to be? This morning when you come before Almighty God, you've got to be real. As we got to Broken Lives, I share this with you Thursday night. We got there and the word was being preached and this man went to the altar. Several men went to the altar. Brother Jerry Gabby's got one over there praying with him, and Brother Eric's got one praying with him. And there's another man comes to the altar, and only one left at that time. I seen him there. Well-dressed young man. Looked like he hadn't been out in the world very long. And I knelt down there with him, and I said, brother, what's your name? And he said, well, everybody here calls me Preacher Man. I said, amen. I said, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you died tonight, do you know where you'd spend eternity, Preacher Man? Why are you asking the preacher that question? Hey, you ask me how much I gave for a truck, and that ain't none of your business. You won't know how much I got back on my taxes, and that ain't none of your business. So if we're going to meddle in worldly things, let's get on in spiritual things. And I said, if you died tonight, do you know where you'd spend eternity? And he said, preacher, everybody knows me as Preacher Man in here. I said, man, that's good. I'm asking you a question. Answer it. Get real right now. What does God know you as? What does God know you as? Tears started flowing there on that altar, and it started pulling up. And he knows that I'm lost, preacher. He knows that if I drawed my last breath right now, I'd go to hell. He knows that. He said, man, if I get saved right now, what? I said, listen, don't you worry about who's behind you. You better worry about who's before you that's brought you to this altar to do business this afternoon. He don't owe you a draw, but he's giving you one this afternoon. And he said, I'm lost. I took this old King James Bible and I opened it up to the book of Romans and showed him in the Word that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Led him all the way through the Romans Road. When I got done, I looked at him. I said, are you willing to ask Jesus Christ into your life? He said, I am. He asked Jesus into his life right then. At the end of the service, we got him up, because you know what the Bible says. If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father which is in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven. And when I stood him up there before I ever said he got saved, one guy in the back hollered, Preacher Man! I thought, uh-oh. And I looked at him and I said, sir, did you give your life to Jesus tonight? He said, I sure did. I got born again a while ago. Folks, tonight I want you to know if you'll get real with God, you will receive something in your life. When that man got in that altar, he had a title. He had something that he had to uphold that everybody else knew about him, but what God really knew. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. Everybody knows you one way, but deep down, really, this is what God knows. This is what God knows. My wife knows me better than anybody. She ain't even in here right now. She knows me pretty well, but she don't know me like God knows me. And this morning, what I'm trying to tell you this morning is when Jacob got here, he wouldn't let go. And when it gets all the way down and you want that blessing, what God will give you, you number one, you got to be ready. You got to be relentless. But when he asks you, what is your name? See, them blessings are personal. When they come to you, they come to you personally. And he asked him, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. I just wonder this morning, why so many people is letting go in the world that we live in. Born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, but they're letting go. They're letting go of what? Man, if you're saved, and he's done something in your life. You know the story told about the little boy. The little boy went to Sunday school, and they started telling how big God was. The little boy started thinking, man, he's a big God. And he got going home. He looked at his daddy on the way home, and he said, Daddy. He said, yeah. He said, is God really this big and made the universe? And if you turn the world upside down, on the bottom of it, it has stamp made by God? Yeah, that's what would be on it. He said, if he's that big, yeah. And he said, he lives inside of me? He said, yeah. He said, well, shouldn't he be sticking out? The daddy said, that's exactly right. If he's that big, and he is, he should be sticking out. Let me show you the last thing, and we're going to close. Verse number 28. Jacob received. And he said, the angel said unto him, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. The greatest change that I ever had in my life is when my name changed. When my name no longer was in this life, but it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the greatest change that's ever been in my life, is when I got born again. He says this, I pray thee thy name. No, in verse 28, and the name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Can I say to you this morning, he came looking. He came looking. Sent his family on and said, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay right here. The other night, revival, when Brother Bradley Long's little boy got saved, I'm telling y'all this, going to baptize him here in this baptistry, November the 13th in the evening service. Ain't that good? Daddy going to baptize the son. Why this fires me up? But that night he got in, listen to me, I'm going to tell y'all this, he got in the altar. He got in the altar and got to praying. And as he's in the altar, he believes Jesus. He's asked Jesus. But he tells his daddy, Daddy, I've not received nothing. There's no difference. There's no difference. There's no change. I've not received nothing. And it's quiet in there, Brother Garrett. And I know something's got to be. So I just take the hymn book and hit Brother Garrett with it and say, do Amazing Grace. Just lead Amazing Grace. And Brother Garrett gets up leading Amazing Grace. And the daddy says, get out here with us and pray. Call another preacher. Get down here and pray. And we get in the altar with the little boy. And the little boy's got the Bible open. He's got the Bible, and they're showing him in the text. And the only thing I can say to the little man is this. I grab him by the arm, just like it's right here, Brother Jetty. I just grab him by the arm, nothing to me but all by God. I grab him by the arm, and I say, young man, I don't know what's going on, but I know you're wanting to receive salvation. Is that correct? Yes. And I said, I promise you I'll stay down here with you until God meets that need. Son, Garrett sung Amazing Grace 74 times, I think. But as we prayed, that young man, I kept hearing him say, God, please save me. God, please save me. God, please save me. Please. He had tears flowing. And all of a sudden, in just a moment, this young man, we're praying, and he screams out, it's happened. It's happened. I'm saved. And he turns around and he grabs his mama. He says, Mama, I'm saved. I'm saved. And they start wailing out in the altar, I'm saved. I'm saved. And they all get up, man. They're having a glorious time because the angels in heaven's rejoicing. But he didn't give up. He hung on. He didn't give up. He hung on. This morning, my prayer is that you've not been to an altar and knelt down and said, well, he ain't going to answer anyway, and get up and walk back, and you don't hang on long enough and let God answer that prayer in your life. If Jacob would have just said, okay, I'm gone, when his old hip popped out, he'd have never got what he needed. Can I say to you, when you've been to Jesus, you're going to walk different. Jacob, from that day forward, you know what he did? He walked with a limp. Everywhere he went, he walked with a limp. Said he needed hip surgery, needed a physician to fix his hip. He couldn't have done no good. When God touches you, you're changed. For the rest of his life, his walk was different. If you're saved from the rest of your life, your walk will be different. His walk was different. And your enemies will no longer be your enemies. If you look on over in verse chapter 33, if you look on over, and Esau had 400 coming with him, you know what they was going to do? He's fixing to kill his brother. He done told his mom, he said, I'm killing him. He has stole my birthright. But when he seen him walking with a limp, what's that limp? What does it do? Pictures humbleness. No longer was he who he thought he was. He finally got real. And he received what God would have him to receive. This morning, if I'm talking to you and you say, preacher, I'm about ready to throw it down and give up. Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I go through it with you every day. I go through it as well as you do. There's days I want to throw down and give up and quit and get out. I do. But you listen to me. There's a lot more on the line than just me. I got a family I don't want to quit on. I got a family I don't want to give up on. I got a church family here I don't want to give up on. I don't want to quit on. But more than that, I got a Savior that bled and died on the cross of Calvary. Man, listen to me. I got a Savior that gave it all for me. And when he touched me that day, I've not walked the same. I'm walking different. And on Satan, anything he wants me to do, he wants me to throw it down and quit. You can't do that. You can't just throw it down and quit. You just can't throw it down and quit. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but he's burned my heart for this. I was going to preach it at Broken Lives the other night. I didn't get the opportunity. I told the men on the way home, if God gives me the opportunity, I'll preach it Sunday morning at Union Chapel. And when I woke up this morning, he gave me breath. I wanted to be obedient to tell you not to give up. You keep hanging on. Brother Garrett, what's that? I'll keep hanging on. Holding on. I can't hear you. Come on louder. I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. Come on. Come on. Stand up. Keep going, boy. Keep going. Keep going. You got one?
Holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep holding on. Well, I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning round. It's by the grace of God I'll wear that shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on.